This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, November 21st. Well, the market is in holiday mode. That means there's no volume, and we're just kind of drifting listlessly. And the market can swing any direction as volume's light. So the big news today is oil is very weak. And it's weak because there's a Wall Street Journal article saying that Saudi Arabia and other OPEC Plus members may boost their oil production when Russia gets cut off in the new year by Germany and some other countries. So we'll see what happens. Russia, of course, exported more oil in October than they did in September. And, you know, UAE, Saudi, and especially India have been buying Russian oil and refining it. And then, of course, you sell the refined product, and you don't know if it's from Russia, Nigeria, or wherever it's from. So the other fascinating thing is our Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, was in India and encouraged them to keep buying Russian oil and refining it. And this goes back to the acute diesel shortage that's enveloped the world. The shortage started in America because we have a lot of our refineries doing green diesel to appease everybody. And they also get a lot of lucrative tax credits to do that. But green diesel is a lot harder to make. It requires a lot more energy, by the way. And when they're done making the green diesel, we make 400,000 barrels less a day than we did before. So this is what causes that acute shortage in distillates, which is diesel, heating oil, jet fuel, etc. And we see it in the daily cost of living. You know, transportation costs are up, airfares are up, heating oil's up, all that good stuff. So, you know, the administration knows that the green policies are causing these diesel issues. And Janet Yellen, literally, our Treasury Secretary, goes to India, tells them to buy more Russian oil and please refine it so that we can have more diesel in the world. Anyway, I find that to be very interesting. So, the other thing that's going on is, you know, China had a COVID death, and there's concerns that China's economy will remain locked down due to zero COVID. You know, it's interesting. You know, COVID is still here with us. You know, it's there was a wave in New York recently, it'll be interesting to see how fast China recovers, because, you know, once everybody gets it, then you get back to normal. So. It's just the world is on pins and needles, just waiting for information. And when you have thin markets like we do, we can't overreact. So I do want to remind everybody on the energy front that most of us right now are popsicles because we're cold. And we had a big cold front envelop all of America, except for one little tip in South Florida. And I happen to be out in the Mountain West right now, so I can confirm it's cold for you guys. And that's going to keep natural gas demand very strong, okay? Then when we get the next cold front that hits Europe, there's 40 LNG tankers sitting off of Europe waiting to refill their limited storage facilities so they can keep warm and keep their factories operating. So energy remains the place to be, and I don't want anybody to worry about it, the oscillations. Being an oil trader is a tough thing to do. And then one last thing I might as well mention, since it's obviously dominating the news and I've been quiet on it, is the FTX mess, okay? So this is a mess, of course, because the FTX guy, Sam, was all over Washington, D.C., had been in the White House a couple times this year. He was the second biggest donor to one party after George Soros, and he apparently messed up. Okay, they commingled client funds, and they got their hands in the cookie jar, and the largest creditors are demanding $3.1 billion. And how much money they stole is going to be interesting, it's very, very interesting to watch what's going on. FTX was speculating in tokens, okay? If you do crypto and you see the word token, you should run, okay? It's a smokescreen, okay? It's there to distract you. You know, they're trying to give you something free, a value, And FTX was obviously speculating in these things and didn't work out very well. So this is interesting. It's obviously a lot of the people running FTX were MIT grads. Number three gal was her father's MIT professor, who ironically was knew the SEC chairman very well because he taught crypto at MIT, but the SEC is being very firm that everybody has to register, and of course tokens are considered securities, and they have to register everything with the SEC, and most of them are trying not to register. So it's a mess, you know. And you know, there's I just want you folks to know that this has taken down a lot of hedge funds. Hedge funds were speculating wildly in crypto. It's not looking good for some folks that we see on CNBC, because they called this guy Sam the next J.P. Morgan, and there's another CNBC guy on Shark Tank that's out with a video saying how he thought FTX was the safe one because Sam's parents were compliance officers, knew all the rules, and that turned out to be misleading. So, you know, the world is always looking for something shiny, something exciting. And there's not a lot exciting out there other than we're getting back to the basic economies, you know, consumer spending, energy production, who can maintain high operating margins. I'm going to be real curious to see retail sales right now, because there are a lot of Black Friday deals out there. We want to see if it gets people to spend more. So anyway, fascinating times we're in. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I just want to give you a quick update. There's nothing really going on other than we're going to be meandering sideways this week. Often the small caps rally going in Thanksgiving, so we'll see if we get that kind of rally. But don't worry about oscillating energy prices, because you know, demand's there, okay, and supply's tight. In fact, last week the supply shrank on crude oil. So the inventory report comes out on Wednesday, and we'll see what it says. But as far as I can tell, natural gas demand is going to be up. Crude oil demand will be up in February as we approach the spring. And it's going to be fascinating to see what happens, and it'll be fascinating to see how the countries trying to cut off Russia is going to affect everything. Because right now Russia is circumventing everything by selling oil to people that can refine their product, like India. So that's it. Hang in there. Enjoy the holidays, folks. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep up being podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.